I cut one song that we ended up submitting to a cheese commercial. And then
a couple other
like random, it was actually total gibberish. 95% gibberish.
But they still accepted it and were like,
No, they didn't accept it at all.
Oh, they didn't.
No.
Ah.
No, but we got paid to, not really, but someone else got paid.
You have to keep on your toes to follow the band The War on Drugs. Between their personnel changes and the quirky humor of frontman Adam Grandusiel, you might get confused, but the music sounds just right. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Adam Grandusiel moved from Oakland to Philly 8 years ago, he met local artist Kurt Vile at a party, and something musical happened. They riffed on similar musical idols like Dylan and Springsteen and eventually started a band with a strange but familiar name and a rotating roster of musicians. As The War on Drugs, they recorded their first album, Wagon Wheel Blues, in 2008, putting together a curiously smooth blend of indie rock influences that simultaneously channels Sonic Youth and Neil Young. There have been several lineup changes since, but Adam's reedy vocals are still front and center as the band continues to chart the seas between the classic rock of the 70s and indie's high water mark in the 90s. The band's recent release, Slave Ambient, is a drone-laden collection of songs both anthemic and shoegazing. And when the band came by FUV, host Elisa Alley asked Adam about the band's songwriting process, so he referred to their tune, Coming Through.
Like with that one, we just kind of built on top of it. Dave put like a super quick bass down, which is actually like the best bass tone we've ever recorded. Sped the machine all the way up. Mm-hmm. Did like a super fast bass.
Yeah. Thank God you were recording.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because sometimes
those,
you could just be fiddling around.
Some of the best songs, like the ones with the best vibe, like Coming Through, or the original Brothers. Those are always the ones where like you don't know what song you're recording until maybe the next day or 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. So was that something that you recorded in your home studio?
We started it there and then spent about 2 years overdubbing different things on it. And then ended up, the mix of it is pretty much most of the stuff from home with like 16 guitars from different studios.
All the way big on the floor, and I'm rising in to the top of the line. And I was there waiting on the sun, and I was there with the best sometimes. Looking out past the rubble, pick yourself up all down the line. And I love you, babe, and I'll be there till the end. And until then, you know it's crowded, babe.
The first lineup, didn't you feel like, this is it, this is our band?
Not really, no. I never
really
felt like it was... I never felt like that until we played with Destroyer 5 months ago.
Huh. That's interesting.
For no specific reason, other than I just... You know, it's like, sometimes you try to like learn exactly what it is that you want in a bunch of players, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think just the way it is now, like just the chemistry, you know, as friends, and also just like, it's important that people, like, I'm pretty self-conscious about the songs anyway, so like when people enjoy them, get behind them, and I know that they like the song, that I think that's the most important thing.
I've been wandering by your room, and nothing's coming out, and like a spirit through the wind, I keep falling. And in a dream you point a knife, and in another dream you'll die. It's just a dream that we had once. Just get down in the night.
There's a live performance by The War on Drugs of Best Night, and before that, Brothers. Both songs appear on their new album, Slave Ambient. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.